Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 72, The Importance of Honesty.
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Members of the church in Jerusalem attempted to live the law of consecration. They had all things common. Probably does not mean that they pooled all of their resources and then divided up equal portions among believers. Rather, they used their excess resources to care for the poor and needy among them. Similar attempts to live the law of consecration occurred among the people of Enoch and in the Book of Mormon. The account of Barnabas selling his land and giving the money to the apostles stands in stark contrast to that account of Ananias and Sapphira that follows. The account of Barnabas serves as an example of the ideal of unity and unselfishness described in Acts 4:32, while the account of Ananias and Sapphira is an extreme example of the consequences of selfishness and lying to the Lord.
Acts 5. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Now let's jump down to verse 10 and find out what happens to his wife. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things.
Ananias and Sapphira made a solemn covenant with God to have all things common. They were to donate their possessions to the church to be distributed according to the needs of the members. By lying to Peter, their priesthood leader, they also lied to God about the price they had received for a piece of land so they could avoid giving the full profit to the church. Breaking this covenant by stealing and lying was a serious offense with calamitous consequences for them. This is a powerful illustration of the need to keep our covenants and be honest before our God. President Gordon B. Hinckley noted, "In our time, those found in dishonesty do not die as did Ananias and Sapphira. But something within them dies. Conscience chokes. Character withers. Self-respect vanishes. Integrity dies. We cannot be less than honest. We cannot be less than true. We cannot be less than virtuous if we are to keep sacred the trust given us."
Bishop Richard C. Edgley of the Presiding Bishopric taught that honesty should be a fundamental value that governs our lives. Honesty is the basis of a true Christian life. For Latter-day Saints, honesty is an important requirement for entering the Lord's holy temple. Honesty is embedded in the covenants that we make in the temple. Each Sunday, as we partake of the holy emblems of the Savior's flesh and blood, we again renew our basic and sacred covenants, which encompass honesty. Honesty should be among the most fundamental values that govern our everyday living.
Now discuss with your family, what lessons do we learn from this story?
And that's it for this episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less.